is London. This is a BBC World Service special. I'm Oliver Scott. Diana, Princess of Wales, is dead. She died of injuries sustained in a car crash in Paris shortly after midnight. Her companion, the businessman Dodi Al-Fayed, was also killed, together with their driver. We're going now to our correspondent in Paris, Stephen Jessel. Stephen, how did this news emerge?
The news of her death emerged really within the last few minutes in the form of a statement from the French Interior Minister, Jean-Pierre Chevènement, who announced that the princess had indeed died as a result of injuries sustained in the accident, which took place about 5 or 6 hours ago. That was an accident, a serious accident, when the car in which she was travelling appears to have hit a wall, spun round, and been involved in a collision with other vehicles. There are reports, fairly well-confirmed reports, that the car was trying to escape the attentions of freelance photographers who were clearly after pictures of the princess with her companion, Mr. El-Fayed.
Am we right to understand that she was in fact taken from the crash alive, though very badly injured, and died later in hospital?
That isn't at all clear. The first reports, in fact the only reports we had about her condition, came from the French news agency, which said she had a broken arm, lacerations, cuts to her thigh, and concussion. That at the time sounded reasonably encouraging, nasty and unpleasant injuries, but not apparently life-threatening. Either that was wrong or somebody was misleading the news agency, because clearly she was a great deal more worse hurt than that. And indeed, images, pictures of the car in which she was travelling, which was very, very badly damaged, make it almost impossible to believe that she could not have been very badly hurt.
Yet the news that her companion Dodi Al-Fayed was also killed emerged much earlier.
Yes, one can speculate. It's only a few minutes since we've had the news, the official news of her death. It may be that when she was taken to the hospital, the La Pitié-Salpêtrière in the south of Paris, it may have been that she was indeed alive when taken from the wreckage, whereas Mr. El-Fayed was not. We don't know at this stage. All we do know is that it has now been confirmed both in the United Kingdom and in France that Diana, Princess of Wales, is dead.
Is there any news about whether any members of the royal family, in particular her children, including, of course, the heir to the throne, will be going to Paris?
No, the word from Buckingham Palace earlier on was that although the Prince Charles in particular had been informed at that point that there were no plans for him to travel, but this was some hours ago. There were reports that Mr. El-Fayed's father, Mohammed El-Fayed, the owner of Harrods, somewhat controversial figure in the United Kingdom, there were reports that he was flying to Paris to be with his dead son. Those, again, we haven't been able to confirm. It's been a very chaotic night with many contradictory reports coming in. What we do know is that there was a serious car accident. Three of the four people in that car are dead. The fourth, a bodyguard, is reported to be seriously injured.
And a state of deep shock in Paris, I have no doubt.
Well, it's just after 6 o'clock in the morning here. It's Sunday. Most people will have gone to bed without knowing anything about it. But I think when people wake up, turn on their radios and hear this news, there will be a very, very profound sense of shock, yes.
Stephen Jessel, thank you. The princess was the divorced wife of the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles. She was 36.
Howard Philpott looks back on her life.
In July 1981, a 20th century fairy tale came to life.
A former nursery school teacher, Lady Diana Spencer, married the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles. The wedding was watched on television by over 700 million people from all parts of the world.
The bride is greeted, a fanfare sounded by the state trumpeters under the portico of St. Paul's.
Lady Diana was just 20 years old. It seemed like a fairy tale romance, partly because the couple's affection for each other, in interviews with the media, emerged far more naturally than with previous very formal royal relationships. It didn't seem to matter that Lady Diana was 12 years younger than her husband.
In an interview given just after the announcement of their engagement in February 1981,
Prince Charles reveals that he'd proposed to Lady Diana just before she went on a 3-week holiday to Australia, so that she could think it over while she was away. In fact, she accepted straight away, and the couple stayed in contact with each other by telephone while Diana was in Australia.
It was quite difficult to get through on one or two occasions, because I'd have so many calls from the press in Australia saying that they were Buckingham Palace. Or me, that when I rang saying it was me, the man said to the other end, "How do I know who you are?" I said, "Well, you don't, but I am," in a rage. But, it's been quite difficult sitting on it for the last 3 weeks.
Diana, Princess of Wales, was born Diana Frances Spencer in 1961. Her family had been wealthy landowners since the 16th century.